Bastard.
Hey, what in the world kind of talk you having?
You're listening to an official show on the Prank Call Nation Network machine. Visit our website at prankcallnation.com and add us on facebook.com/prankcallnation and twitter.com/prankcallnation. Show your support for your favorite shows by contributing at patreon.com/prankcallnation. Thanks for listening to the largest prank call station in the nation.
I want to say very candidly to my enemies.
Go ahead.
It is written in the Holy Quran, they plan, and Allah plans, and Allah indeed is the best of planners. I have it directly from the lips of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to me. He said, brother, they have laid many traps for you. He said, you will trip them up, but you will never get caught in one of them. He said to me, there are two of us backing you up, brother, Allah and myself. And I have it further from his mouth that the wicked kill their last messenger or prophet of God when they kill Prophet Jesus. But they will not put that small time stuff over on us today.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
And if you doubt
that
I'm from God and God is with me and in me, then I say to the government of America, lose no stone. Do everything you can to destroy me and watch my God Allah destroy you and all of my enemies. So those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here and I'm strong and I will look down on all of my enemies, for he promised me that sit thou at my right hand while I make all your enemies your footstool.
Dubs. The 1212, yo, live in effect. You got the king, ruler, zigzag, zigalaw, commonly known to y'all as the RZA. But before we go on to side two or side B of this double CD, I'm saying I want to give y'all a little announcement, man. For the last year, there's been a lot of music coming out. The shit been weak, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas try to take hip-hop and make that shit R&B, rapping bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Or make that shit funk. Fuck that. This is MCing right here. This is hip-hop. We said Wu-Tang gonna bring it to you in the purest form. I got the Jizz on my side, Killer Priest, Sons of Man, Roy U Fam, Killer Army, Grave Diggers, 12 o'clock. Yo, we wanna let y'all niggas know something, man. To my people all across the world, Japan, Europe, you know what I'm saying, Canada, you know what I mean, Austria, Germany, Sweden, yo. This is true hip-hop you listen to right here, in the pure form. This ain't no R&B with a whack nigga taking the loop. We looping that shit, thinking it's gonna be the sound of the culture, you know what I'm saying?
That player bullshit.
I'm saying all that player dressing up, when this shit acting like this some kind of fashion show, man. You know what I'm saying? This is hip-hop right here. You know what I'm saying? This is lyrics, MCing. And yo, and see y'all niggas who think you're gonna become an MC overnight, you know what I'm saying? You better snap out that fucking dream, man. It takes years for this. You cat in the hat ass rappers, you Dr. Seuss, Mother Goose, simple-minded.
Stop running up on niggas with all that whack shit.
Word up, man.
Talking about you MC.
You ain't no MC. Niggas ain't made for this, you know what I'm saying? This shit was only built for Cuban links. We told y'all niggas back then, and now everybody wanna change their motherfucking name. You know what I'm saying? We come out with a style, everybody wanna imitate our style. And all you producers out there, you know what I'm saying? It's all good to show love to a nigga, but stop biting my shit. You know what I'm saying? Come from your own heart with this shit. You know y'all MC, stop biting for my niggas. We told y'all niggas on the fucking Cuban Link album, don't bite our shit. Y'all niggas keep biting. I'ma tell y'all something, man. It's time for the Wu Revolution right here. So all my niggas across the world, raise some motherfucking fist in the air and get ready for the triumph, because the gods is here to take over this shit. Word it up. Peace.
You know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
This is Bill. You got a TV? A TV machine?
I believe you got the wrong number.
You got a TV for sale?
No, no. You're talking to Tennessee.
You're what?
You're calling Tennessee.
Yeah, I know. You put an ad for... I live in Tennessee. And you put an ad for a 65-inch TV for sale. Don't say no.
We got a 55... No, we don't. I don't know.
Now, why does it have your phone number here?
I don't know.
Motherfucker. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold it. We do. Let me talk to my wife, okay?
Hurry up.
Yes, ma'am. I put my husband's phone number on by accident, and I just noticed that.
I'm not a ma'am, you stupid fucking cunt.
What?
You heard me. I'm not a woman. Don't you insult me calling me ma'am. Mother.
What did I say?
You said, yes, ma'am, like that.
Well, I never even heard you. I never heard your voice. My husband just handed me a phone.
Well, why did you say man? Ma'am, why did you
because
say
Because he handed me a phone. Are you that sensitive?
You could have said sir or ma'am, you stupid. So
stupid. Well, you are, so you jump up my ass, you little bastard. No, you little pussy. You pussy.
Fuck you. I'll kick your man's ass, and then I'll have my way with your ass. Wow.
Michigan, we will not quit now or ever. We want our country back for ordinary Americans.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Damn it. Well, yeah, I'm Carlito. I'm doing the show. A prank call. Prank telephone call show. Why did the music change? Okay, whatever. We'll play this instead. I don't want to play this tonight. This is what I wanted to play.
From Venus to Mars, back to Earth.
Anyway.
Back to the XBO satellite.
And we'll call more ships
for
sale.
Come, nigga. On the board,
King
MF Doom, and I am Mr. Fantastic. Expeditiously, I'll be on my grizzly. Fans try to greet me, somehow always miss me. Mr. Fantastic, put the busy in the beat. Rock from the bottom straight to the tizzy.
Who is he? You need to get out more.
You're gonna die. Get out of here. Like you're waiting on box office.
Standing like lurch. No urban rink have been called before. A random search for curbside checking in.
It's on, nigga. On and cracking like Dick'em. Lips be smacking, running off at their mouth. Steady talking about us. On some shit they overheard, but enough is enough.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there, black. Warfare in your ear. Clack, 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 clack. What's that? You hearing things. Tack, 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 tack. Be wearing your thinking hat.
The calls are calling out.
No matter how hard they try, they can't stop us now.
Damn it.
We got King Ghidra on the board.
Right, let me try to log in here.
Sound.
Are you serious?
They don't know how we get down when we're out. So when you see us in the streets, don't be fucking around.
Perfect.
100 things on the re-up. Of course I'm living back. My Mercedes outside, nigga, where yours at? Top down on the good day. Decatur, I don't would wait. Got cash thinking, should I stay? Fuck what the hood say. Niggas wanna rob me now. Bitches wanna stop me now. Pose didn't holler last year. Feel sorry now. Cracking jump shots. Reggie Mill, Robert Ori now. The nigga that you with? Played like Atari now, living
here and off
the dice, I flow with shit was never on.
Fast lane.
Oops. Whoa, we can't be skipping through songs.
You know something?
We're here.
Some hay.
Excuse me, mister. Do she got a sister? Who he not to kiss her? True, she do got a blister. Not a movie plot twist like a Twizzler. If I needed my meat burnt, I go to Sizzler. Getting paid like a biker with the best crank. Sprayed like a high rank sniper in the West Bank. Type to just blank and don't show much pity. When I'm in the city, I always keep a Dutch with me. Touch a tip.
Hello.
Yeah, hey. How you doing? What's going on? God bless you. I see you got some stuff for sale. You wanted to hire someone to trim a miniature horse.
Yeah.
How many little horsies you got?
Got two miniature horses and two donkeys.
And what do you need exactly done, and honey baby?
Their feet are grown out.
Okay.
They need to be trimmed back, and we're not able to do that.
Oh, you're not
right now.
Oh no. Okay. All right. Well, God bless you. I could do that. What did you have in mind for paying for that? What do you usually pay?
What do you charge?
I'll charge you $10 a horse.
$10 a horse. Yeah, that'd be all right.
All right. Okay. Did you need any?
Where you at?
Do you need any of the semen from the horse or the donkey? Because I also provide those services. Semen collection from the horse, if you're breeding them or selling out any of the sperm?
No, we're not doing that.
All right. I have a horse masturbation machine, and it works on miniature horse, pony, donkeys, any size. It's like a...
Yeah. What do you do, buy that or you...
Oh, I own it. Yeah, it's like a plastic horse vagina, and it feels really good for the horse. I spray it with female horse urine. I got that already. Got that, and they get all horny, you know, and they get erections. Their little penises get hard, and then they, you know, they have their way. They fuck the plastic vagina.
Well, I don't know if you're kidding or what.
I do the breeding. No, I also do that breeding. So that's why I was. Did you need that?
Hang on a minute.
Hmm. No.
I'll let you talk to my husband.
Oh, okay.
Here. Talking about cutting the horse. Hello?
Yeah, hey, boy, how you doing? How you doing, Hoss?
Pretty good.
All right. I was talking to your wife. $10 a horse or donkey to get their horse, their feet trimmed, you know?
Yeah.
And I was also...
All right.
I also do horse masturbation to get the semen in case you were breeding them or selling the sperm. You know, nationally, internationally, or anything like that. I
yeah, we don't do that.
I have a horse masturbation machine. I don't know if you've ever seen one in use, but it lets your horse, it's like a plastic vagina that your horse can fuck, and then it ejaculates inside of it, and at the end it collects the semen.
No, all we want your feet trimmed down is all. They just, we're senior citizens. We got these for grandkids. And,
okay, all right, so no masturbating the horse.
No, just your feet trimmed is all.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, I mean, yeah, that's okay. All right, did you need us to, like, punch the horse at all? Do any horse punching?
What's that?
Oh, just if your horse is out of line, if it's being rude or anything, we just punch it. We punch in the head.
Just your feet trimmed off, you know.
All right, so you don't need me to punch the horse or beat him up? I also have a service where I put the horse in a horse trailer, and then I let the horse trailer go down a mountain. And then we pick him up on the bottom, you know. We secure the horse pretty well so he doesn't get hurt, but it scares the shit out of him, you know. Yellow. No? Till she asked me where the trees is at. He's gone or not, I just cut him off. I made him go.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
I'll try again. We ain't gonna get no answer here. All right, we got an Escort for sale. Ford Escort. It's been wrecked. The Escort has been wrecked. My first car was an Escort. It has an excellent motor and transmission, two good doors, perfect interior. Okay. Maybe for parts and such? All right, let's call about the Escort. I'm guessing it's a Ford Escort. I'm going to say some other kind of Escort.
Hello.
Hey, you're selling an Escort? A wrecked Escort?
Yes.
I just want to make sure, first of all, it's a Ford Escort, right? God damn it.
Yeah, it's a Ford Escort.
Yeah, because you just put Escort there, and I didn't know if you meant like a whore, you know?
No, it's a what do you call them, a ZX2.
All right. What year is that motherfucker?
2002.
2002 Ford Escort motherfucker. How many miles did it have on it? Do you know before it got in the fucking accident?
It had about 124,000, I think.
124,000, 2013 years. That ain't bad. That ain't bad, I guess. And
well, it just had a timing belt replaced and the water pump replaced while it's doing that too.
But now you're saying it's wrecked. I mean, what do you mean by wrecked? What happened exactly?
Well, he wrecked it. My boy wrecked it, and
your son, that motherfucker. How old is he? How old is that bastard? Well, not bastard.
Hey, what in the world kind of talk you having?
Well, what did he do? He messed up your car. I can't believe that. You know, I hope he gave him a good whooping.
Are you interested in the car?
Hell yeah.
Well, it's a 5-speed. It's a 2.0 engine. It's and the transmission and the engine is in good shape. Uh-huh. It's got a real good interior. It's got two real good doors.
It's got a good pussy.
And
nice tight pussy. Hello? As soon as I said that, that was it, man. Let's try calling. That was fun. This is fun. Neon's going to be starting at the top of the hour in about 4 or 5 minutes.
get post pimping, wicks, lugs, lick them, sell drugs, sell them, smoke them, a feather in the crazy.
Big old
hello.
Hey, listen, come on, look, I'm sorry. I that's how I talk to my friends, and I'm trying to make best foot forward, you know. I'm sorry. On a business note only, all right, so obviously the Escort is not drivable right now, right? No way you can meet me at the Walmarts, because I got afraid of going to people's houses, you know?
No, it's not drivable.
Okay, all right. You got, did it get hit from behind, in the front?
It got hit in the front and a little bit behind.
A little bit in the behind. Also. What did he do? Did he hit someone at a red light or something?
No, he went to sleep, hit a tree.
Stupid. How old is he? Jesus Christ, thank God he's okay. My God, goodness. Our father. Hello?
Okay, are you interested in
it? Yeah. Is he okay, though? My goodness, your son. Is he?
Yeah, right? He's okay. Yeah, he's fine.
He's still a teenager? Well, then that's why he didn't whoop his butt, I guess. He had a scare, you know? That's good. But I hope he learned his lesson. You know, you don't drive. When you're tired, you pull over, you know, drink some coffee. You know, you leave. You know what I do? I leave a diet. You tell him this now that I said. Tell him Uncle Carlos said, you leave a Diet Pepsi in your car always. And if you ever start getting tired, you just sip on that Diet Pepsi until you get to somewhere where you can either wait it out, you know, or get to your destination. But no, not that. You just keep taking sips of Diet Pepsi. It'll keep you up. Just little sips. That's what I do. Fuck yeah. Because that, man, you know, I know people that had died from that. Instant death. They hit a tree, fell asleep, hit a tree, instant death. This black boy did that once. He worked at a Perkins. You ever been to a Perkins to eat? Perkins?
Yeah.
He was driving home from Perkins one night and used to take these sandy back roads, back the bush, and he done fell asleep, hit a tree, and they said it was instant. He was out, gone. God bless him.
Yeah.
Amen. God rest his soul. I forgot his name. He had like a black kid.
When do you want to come look at it?
Well, not tonight, obviously. It's getting a little bit late. When are you home tomorrow? Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be home tomorrow.
You're home all day?
Pretty much so.
I can do
that. You give me a call back.
I'll give you a call back, and you give me the address, and I'll put it in my Garmin GPS, and I'll get down there. Fuck yeah. That sounds good.
You ain't even asked what I'm asking for it.
Well, I got to look at it for that. All right, what are you asking for? 500? Less, I hope.
How much?
Less than 500, I hope.
Well, I figured about 500, the motor transmission and the doors and all different kind of parts, interior and all that, ought to be well worth that or more.
Yeah, 13-year-old car, over 100,000 miles on it, and it's already been in one accident. A stupid kid fell asleep. We'll talk. I'll take a look at it. We'll talk.
All right.
My maximum, I can't tell you. Sir, I can't tell you. You know that. You know how it works. With all due respect, I can't start telling you that. I'll take a look at it. Can you get inside?
You know what? I think you're full of shits of Christmas turkey.
Hey, motherfucker, you don't talk to me like that, you bleeding motherfucker, bleeding gum. What? I'm full of shit like Christmas turkey? What did he say? We got it. We got a replay on that later on. I think you're full of shit like Christmas turkey. Something like that. It wasn't that, but that was a nice conversation we had. Funny conversation. Not a prank call. It was a prank call, but not the kind I aim for usually. Nice guy, though. I really hope his son's okay. Maybe he lost half his teeth in his mouth. Can you imagine? I should have told him I know a lady that happened to. We got someone looking to buy a couple loads of firewood. Really, get ready for the summer. Buy that firewood. I'll make sure the antifreeze in my car is good. Chat room, I'm in there. This guy, I believe, is looking to buy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I'm going to go ahead and hit him up one more time. Tell that how we did the graph
and how you live in. It's all about me. Your call has been forwarded.
Nope, no firewood for us. That's unfortunate. Someone's announcing a yard sale this Saturday. Give the directions. We're not going to give those out over the air, but I will tell you what they're selling. Women's XL and 2X clothes. Watch out.
Woo-woo.
Size 10 shoes. That's big size for a woman. Men's dress pants, polo shirts, ties, old Schwinn men's bicycle. Girls' clothes, size 6 to 14. Damn, they got some big girls, too. God damn. Toys, books, handmade baby quilt, queen size bedspread. UT items. I have no idea what UT items. Oh, University of Tennessee, I guess. Volunteers, right? Handmade walking stick, gift items. Ooh, I'd get that walking stick. That'd be dope. I want to get a walking stick. Like, I pretty much use a cane. I think I'm going to have to use a cane. My doctor said to expect probably having to use a cane for a long time, if not the rest of my life. I want to get, like, a dope fucking wood, like, engraved fucking cane. There was this dude, the town I used to grow up, he would sit at a bus stop in the middle of nowhere in town. It's like a residential neighborhood. He sat at a bus stop all day, and all he did was whittle. And he would whittle canes and stuff like that, and he'd sell them. Like, if you were at the red light and you kind of looked over, he'd hold them up so you could see it. He was kind of close to the neighborhood I lived in. He was in my friend Eddie's neighborhood, and we'd hang out. And we'd walk over down there sometimes and just to see what he had. He had cool fucking stuff. We were like teenagers. We weren't going to buy canes and stuff. But he did really good. He had this eagle fucking wood walking stick, and the head was an eagle and stuff. What I'd like to get something would be like the Jurassic Park one that Hammond walks around with the mosquito and the amber. That'd be interesting. But that's like one of those thin style little baton. I don't want that. I want something wood. I got this like graphite black one that's like a big hook. But that's not what I want to be rocking, you know. That's sad. I'm 35, I'm gonna have to use a cane probably forever. Hopefully not. We'll see how things work. So far so good with the ankle fusion. But the main problem he was telling me is with the ankle fusion, since they cut pieces of bone out of me, I lost length in my left leg. So my left side's going to be kind of, you know, tilted. So he said after a while, I'll probably need to use the cane because I'm going to get, you know, you'll get back pain from having to walk a little limpy. It's fine with me. Like Biggie Smalls, he had a cane before he died. He got in a car accident. He had to rock the cane, you know. A lot of cool people rocked canes. You know, Teddy Roosevelt rocked the cane. Rocked it well, as a matter of fact. I think the cane needs to come back. Fashionable canes. Fuck it, I'm bringing it back. Alright, back to prank calls, guys. Let's do it. Yeehaw. That was our talking segment. Time to call the yard sale that got me on the cane tangent. I need to get a tungsten skeleton. Nah, Turbo. I'm going to wait to where they can actually replace my leg bone and ankle bone. And, fit them together and swap them out with what I have now. That's going to be what's up. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to do that before I die, as a matter of fact. So I'm not really stressing that much. There's some amazing stuff coming in medical science right now. It's already started with vision, eye surgery and stuff. They do stuff they couldn't do 5-6 years ago. Amazing stuff. But there's some crazy shit on the horizon here in the next 5 years. It's going to might change how what we think about medicine. Voxox is not cooperating right now. Another thing to be concerned about, though, is the problem with our antibacterial defenses. Our antibiotics are starting to fail. They're starting to fade out and not working anymore. What the fuck we're going to do? We're going to be back in the Middle Ages with no antibiotics. Possibly. Unless new ones are found. Can you tell I watch a lot of Vice? Alright, trying again to get Voxox to cooperate. Here we go. That's my Voxox. That's my baby. Never lets me down. And they hung right up, everybody. Let's call them back. Gift of a new day can seem like a curse. What we made penetrates the and it's hanging. I might be dialing them and I can't hear it on this end. And they're probably like, fuck, so calling. It's stuck in limbo now trying to call out. Still one. If it's way from start. So real, reveal, sign and seal. What we feel translates to meals. That 9 to 5 shit is no joke. Alright, I got about 33 minutes left to be on the air until our lady of the network, Neon, will be on the air for her Wednesday show. She hasn't done a Wednesday show. I think she did a Wednesday show last week. No, she didn't. She skipped Wednesday. Very excited she's back on. We all missed her. We missed you, Neon, if you're listening. She usually makes it a point not to listen to the shows that are on before her. And I do the same thing. If someone's doing an intro show for me, a pre-show, I don't mind it. I love it because it gets the chat room going. But I don't like to listen to it, so it doesn't meld into my ideas.
Look out there. Those two space monsters.
Yeah, because I'm a prank call legend, and I'm dope, and I do dope fucking awesome things, guys, because I'm a fucking prank call god.
And that one's Geiger.
Whatever. Next. For sale, 91 Toyota truck, 4x4. Man, I always wanted a 4x4 when I was a kid. Not a Toyota one. You're going to get a 4x4. You got to get a Ford.
Hello, you are Bruce King and Rebecca Hill. If you would like to leave a message for me,
damn it, that was my song.
Rebecca, please leave your message. The sound of the tone. Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
That was an actual machine. So let it give a few seconds here to reset itself. And then we will call again. Like right now. Tucson, the king of pranks fucked up. Turbo. Hurry up with my damn massage, Turbo. Who needs a heater? Catch him with bare hands. These same hands that make razors out there. It's gonna be my new intro song, Turbo. I am a dog.
Hello.
I'm answering. Oh, dude. So, speaking about pastries in the chat room, I think I forgot the Android releases. Hang on, do I still remember these? Alpha. There was the Alpha version. Then the Beta version. Then Cupcake. Right. D. Donut. Eclair. F. Froyo. Yes, I remember Froyo. G. Forget G. Jelly Bean. H was Honeycomb. I was Ice Cream Sandwich. J was Jelly Bean. K is Kit Kat. And that's where we're at now. Still missing one. I forgot the G. What was the G one? G. Android G. Shit. Huh, I forgot. I remember Froyo. I remember Honey coming up. Oh, Gingerbread. That was one. That was it. That was a big one. Gingerbread. Gingerbread introduced a lot of stableness to it, but it was still kind of ugly. Sure, we're making a point. Yes, we are on Lollipop. I'm not on Lollipop. I'm still on Kit Kat. I'm still waiting for my upgrade from T-Mobile. Should be any day now. I'm rocking the Galaxy Note Edge. I love the fucking phone. And as soon as the next version of it comes up this summer, I'm going to use my Jump program at T-Mobile, pay my $25, and get the new one. I'm all about this Note, man. It is so fucking dope. It's the perfect size. Not too big, not too small. War is approaching for the people of Earth. Hear this. Excuse me. This just looks nice in the hand. I got the flip cover. Thanks to a special someone at Christmas time. That's odd. It comes with the smart stylus.
Oh. Hello.
Hey, I see you got a Taurus for sale.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, cool. What can you tell me about it? Was it ever in any accidents? I mean, what happened?
Just the engine's got water and oil.
Oh, shit, motherfucker. What happened?
I don't know. I think it's probably a cracked head.
Oh, no. and it's an 03. How many miles on that goddamn thing?
200,000? Yeah.
Wow, that's almost double what this Ford Escort I was just talking to some guy about. Did anyone do a lot of masturbation in it or having sex in it? Hello? Hello? Yeah, Carlos, walk right into very much, that. I'm till ruin your call. Try him again. Probably won't answer. I don't, for some reason, I didn't feel like cracking him. I figured he would just hang up, and that's exactly what he does. And the call ain't going through anyway, so we'll kill it. Someone has two front brake calipers. Brake calipers. I believe those are used for determining how much life is left in your brake pads, right? Milkman would be like, yeah, that's what you got to do is you take your calipers and you put them on the brake pad. And you know what's going on. See how much meat is on your brakes. Come on, calls, go through, please. I'm going to restart box off. Stand by, everybody. Enjoy the song. Render unto Ghidra what is Ghidra's while I fix
boxes. And have a hill of rhyme, at least by Miller time. Collect a Skrilla and geese with a killer dime. Meta out in Killer Queens.
All right, that's restarting now. I wanted to see. Maybe the chat room can help me out. Someone on Facebook was asking me what's the name of a certain song that played during the show that I did on Sunday. I always save what I played on shows just in case people ask stuff like this. I make a playlist of what I played during the show in order. So I might be able to determine that. He said it was, let's see, what did he say? Hey, this is Justin. Hey, Big Carlito. I listened to Sunday Night again, the show. When you call the first horse number with Baz, what is the hot, funky-ass Price is Right sounding beat? I'll have to do that later. I have no idea who that would be, man. I'm sure it was an MF Doom song. But I'll go back and listen to the show and give a real answer in Facebook. I gave a joke answer. But I do like to try to answer these questions for fans when I get the messages that they're looking. Feel free, if you guys ever... I've always thought it'd be nice to include on the website or in the podcast description the songs that were played during it. I might start doing that more regularly. I don't know. I'll see what the feedback is. I'm sure there won't be any negative feedback. It doesn't hurt anything. No one's going to be like, I hate these fucking numbers. Yeah. Do pranks. Okay. Now. There's no escape, just in case. All the king's men's in them decides to go apes. Looking at the map instead. See what I can find. Even those that's Mr. Furley size that earned the fate could all get bumped at the stake. Send word to his closest kins that for his sins we claim his throne as providence. Okay, looking at city here. In the name of King Ghidorah. And looking to see if I can find a place that might still be open. The Taft Theater. No hours. Unless I have an event, they're not going to answer. I'm not going to take that chance, machine. UPS customer server, no. This town is dead. This is Cincinnati. I'm moving away. Ooh, White Castle. 24 hours. Never had White Castle except for the kind that's in the frozen section in the box that you can microwave in 3 minutes. I've heard they don't do them justice. Now, I have had a lot of crystals, which are similar in Florida. And then I moved here to Pennsylvania in an area where there are none. There's neither. Ah, how do you like that? Oh, dude, crystals are great. I had a crystal eating competition once when I was drunk. I was 20 with my friend Eddie that I talk about a lot.
just talked about him earlier. 20 years old, and we were, I was drunk, he was driving, and we were taking a break from hanging out at Andy's place where we were drinking and such. And
I can't see, so I can help you.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Okay, can you hold on 1 second, please?
All right, motherfucker.
Excuse me?
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Andy. He's over here.
Okay, I hope you weren't talking to me.
No, I wouldn't say that to you. No, ma'am. No.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm kind of busy up here. I'll come right back to get you. Hold on.
Okay, honey. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, so me and Eddie get to the drive-thru. Here's the story. Me and Eddie get to the drive-thru, and we're behind these frat guys from UCF. There was a line. And they're ahead of us. They've already placed their order at the drive-thru microphone. And we're at the drive-thru microphone. And I just start yelling, I want fucking, I want pizza, I want tater tots. And Eddie's like, shut up. And the lady's like, I can't understand what you're saying.
All right, you ready there?
Yeah, all right, so I'd like to make an order. I need 2 sacks.
All right, 2 sacks of what?
2 sacks of burgers, steamer.
Just regular White Castles?
Yeah, I need them with meat, bread, onion.
Okay, but they come with either just White Castles, cheeseburgers, jalapeno cheeseburgers.
Can you make them hot? Come on, lady, give me a chance. You got to give me a chance. Anyway, so I'm yelling, I want pizza, I want tater tots. The lady is telling Eddie, what the fuck, I can't understand you guys. Eddie's telling me, shut up, we're trying to make an order. And the frat guys in front of us start joining in, thinking it's funny, and they just start yelling at the window. The manager leans out of the window and says, none of us can get food. She's like, none of you can get food, get out. Big brouhaha started. So then we ended up driving back to Andy's place, switching cars, coming back and getting the food. But yeah, in that process, I was like, all right, Eddie, let's... Because Eddie's a big guy. He's a big eater. And we were like, I told him, I'll tell you what, I'll take you on. So we ended up buying about, I think we bought 3 sacks. So the sack, when you say a sack, it's supposed to be 24 of these sliders. So we bought 72 of them. Eddie beat me almost double. In the old days, right? Boy can eat. I mean, fucker can fucking eat. I was a fucking... I got about 12 of them down, and I was like, oh. He ate his full sack, man. I think I got like 13 and 14 by then. I was ready to puke. He went through the whole sack, and I was like, yeah, I'm kind of full. And then, like, 2 hours later, was picking out of the other one. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, man. Anyway, he fucking beat me on that. It's a fun competition to do, but holy shit. That fucking sliders, crystals, White Castle, whatever. Whew, shit is fun. I mean, you get there and you think you can eat a lot if you're drunk. But things you do when you're young. We used to have water drinking contests. So you could drink as many. Who could drink the most water? So we'd have just cups, and we just chug. Andy beat me the one time we did that. I beat him two other times we did that. We used to fight, play, like, wrestle and shit. Really weird, right? Really Spartan, like Spartan boys, you know? They send them out on their own, and they wrestle each other naked and do stuff to each other, you know, just to grow bonds. Kind of like we were. Formative college years. Yeah, no gay stuff happened. No gay stuff. Hey, let's get back to the prank calls while I continue to paint myself in a corner. Let's call that White Castles back. White Castle. I hope you weren't talking about me. We have about 19 minutes left. If anyone wants to join me on the Skype, if you have my Skype and you're my friend, you can join me. King of Prank Calls tonight. Render unto Carlito. Jag's in the house. What's up, Big Jag? Jaggy Jag. I saw he was hanging out. Said he was excited to tune in before going to sleep. Jag!
Hey, I'll join in for a hot minute.
Okay. I didn't know if you were... just wanted to chill because you said you were sleeping, so I didn't bother.
Yeah, about 11 o'clock, so when you're getting off, actually.
I got about 18 minutes before Dion takes over. Maybe earlier, she tells me to get the fuck out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Italian restaurant, why not? They're open till midnight. Excellent. Violence and power will move. How you been? Everything good? Work was good today?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to hit 50 hours already, so I haven't had much time to do anything else.
It's good money, though.
Yes, it's true.
Paper.
Yeah. I can spend it on hookers.
I'm stupid. I take all my overtime as time, personal time off, and I take it, but I could get more money because I... It doesn't... You don't get your time off a time and a half. You get it just at a regular time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... Oops. Financially, it's better off for me to get the payout. But.
Yeah, I'd rather have time off, you know?
Oh, I just love having the time off, man.
Yeah.
I'm a state worker, so I'm super fucking lazy, man. Like, everyone there is. Everyone's like, ah, nice day. I'll go play some golf. I'm out of here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Having problems getting the calls to pop off, like, to actually connect tonight. I apologize.
Oh.
It's a Voxox issue, so we're kind of stuck here. Let's see if we can get this Wendy's to work instead. Seems like some numbers work, some don't.
Hmm.
Some. See? No hitch with that one. Love the song. I wonder why sometimes things just don't go right.
Wendy's, old fashioned hamburgers, how can I help you?
Yeah, do you have hambu?
We have hamburgers.
No, hambu.
No, I'm sorry, we do not.
How much cheese goes on? How much for the cheese exactly? Like as an upgrade on a hambu that doesn't have cheese? If I want to put cheese on the hambu, how much would that be?
40 cents.
40 cents?
Yeah, but it would just be a junior cheeseburger or a single cheeseburger. It's not really, we have a price for that.
Oh, you guys have a lot of cheese there, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hungry and I don't have a lot of money.
Well, I'm sorry. If you don't have the money to pay for your food, I can't help you.
Please?
Nope, sorry. I'm not a free store.
Hey, I know you guys like throw out the...
No, I'm sorry. I can't. If you don't have money, I can't help you.
At what time is the dumpster filled or trash taken out?
I'm not telling you when we take our trash out. Sorry.
Please.
You have a good day, honey.
Please.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to die.
Motherfucker.
Aw, I just need... I'm a dumpster diver.
Hambo.
Stupid. All right. Taco Bell instead. You want to ask him? Or you want to not do a prank? Ask him.
I'll ask him.
Do whatever you want, or just... I don't know. Ask him when they throw their trash out so you can get the... Is it locked? She must get that a lot or something. People just show up. Oh, I don't know.
Yes, Taco Bell.
Hola, Taco Bell.
Huh?
Hola, Taco Bell. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name? My name's John. I have a question if you don't mind answering.
What's that?
Yeah, yeah. What's your name?
That's confidential.
Ah, shit. All right, no problem. Confidential. I have a question. Sometimes me and my boy cross. We hang out a lot outside of our houses that we don't have. You catching the drift?
No.
We're homeless. And we're just trying to look for a good meal. What time y'all throw out your trash? Confidential, are you there?
Huh? I'm
yeah,
sorry,
confidential.
I'm busy.
Huh? What time you guys throw out your trash? Or can we get
don't
some
take
freebies?
Out our trash at night.
What time?
Our morning openers take out our trash.
All right, what time is it?
I have no idea. Whenever they feel like taking it out in the morning when they get here.
All right. Since we become such good friends, you got any freebies for us?
No. Sorry.
Why not?
Can you make some extra taco meat so that you have to throw it out?
Yeah.
Like, be like, oops, I made extra.
Also, we're not actually homeless. We're just urban adventurers. That's a good one.
I'm sorry for walking over that.
Confidential, are you there?
Confidential.
She's probably perioding or whatever.
Menstruating. Connie. Sorry to walk over that, but dude, I would eat the shit. Like, if they just gave me the taco meat in a bowl, I would eat the crap. I would eat it up.
Hell yeah.
I'd add some rice to it. They should do that, man. See? They should put me in charge of that company.
Put a little cheese on it.
Yeah, I'll fix all their problems.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know that Taco Bell has problems, but who owns them? PepsiCo? Yeah. Or Yumco? Anyway, how much time we got? We got 12 minutes. Until we're forced off the air. Speaking of menstruating, we're shut up. Here's a place called Red Squirrels.
Oh.
I'm not sure if they're open. No website.
It'll be called Confidential. That's a good one. Taco meat with cheese and rice.
Turbo said, yeah, it would be a good ghetto version of the burrito bowl. Nasty ass burrito bowl. And they just add that shredded lettuce. They got that shit iceberg lettuce.
Oh.
Just tastes like water. I hate salads with that shit. I'll eat a salad, but it has to be the dark, you know, leafy green, nice.
Oh yeah.
Stuff with taste. To it. What were you saying, buddy?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, how water is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like Wendy's side salads. I've been getting into those.
The Wendy's one? Yeah, it can be good.
Yeah.
They still have the one with the orange in it. They had the Mandarin something something.
I think so.
Just to get that. It had nuts and some orange. Mandarin orange. We're leaving that neighborhood. We're going to a completely different location. Sacramento, California comes to mind. Zooming in. Looking, searching. I wasn't prepared to do it. I figured a short show I can wing it. So far it's worked out. Now I'm stumbling out of lack of places to call. Jet Sports probably closed by now. No hours. Fuck it, I'll call Lowe's. When in doubt, call Lowe's, I say. That's a great clip. Yeah. Alright, cool. Great clips, Lowe's Center. Let's give them shit about Lowe's. Mystic natural. It's about time we hit your. No, it doesn't want to dial? Okay, great. I got a gift
core. Hip hop prophecy. It's
2003. See if the Lowe's number works. No more roaming on this planet like scavengers. It's random. Some dude, some dude. Defying
laws of space. What'd some dude say?
Some do, some don't. I'm just saying, like with the numbers here for me right now going through. Oh man, you can do it. I'm trying to kill Vox Ox and start by the millions just for the feeling. Hip-hop and just won't stop until I make a killing. Now I'm kidding, but for real, the world ain't the same no more. Take your life to next level or remain no more. Take your life to next level. Did you stop doing your vlogging stuff? Like, you do stuff, but I don't see your actual daily kind of vlog thing.
Yeah, I would, but I really, all I'm doing is waking up, going to work, and going to sleep.
Yeah, I got you.
Maybe one day.
All right. Well, that number.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, that number doesn't work. I keep trying other ones. What's up?
Me and Yo Bob are going to South Carolina over the summer, so I'll be vlogging that for a week. That'll be fun.
Going like to the beach, the seashore area?
Yeah.
North Carolina's the Outer Banks, right? People here are really into the Outer Banks. Going there and shit. Pennsylvania. So we blue block crews, it's old news how we do. Oh my god, I'm just gonna end the show if I can't get calls to go through.
We're going between the 21st and something. I'll be turning 21 in South Carolina. Yeah.
Congratulations. I heard the best place to go turn 21 is Kentucky and do the whiskey tours and shit like that. I heard that's awesome. Or you could do like wine tours. I'd rather do whiskey tours. Turn into probably knock you out.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my god, nothing going off. Try somewhere else. Okay, here's a different area, a different city. Contraction, delivery reaction. It started with a passion, that's just the way it happened. Born with umbilical cords strapped to corks, won't drop a curse while I must live with this vows. Sharper than needles, found no IVs for the people. Y'all feeling for the sequel and the beast, not even EQ. When did I go to UCF? Someone's asking in the chat room. I went to UCF between 97 and 99. Did not graduate. I returned for another year in 2007. 2007, I went for another year. I am less than a full term year away from graduating with my bachelor's, but after I returned the second time, they decided to eliminate all the night classes from my major, and I had to work during the day, so it didn't work out. I ended up moving to Pennsylvania anyway, so UCF's a nice school. It's a big school. We have a snake to catch. I can't do anything with this. I'm just gonna go off there. The calls will not work. Thank you, Mr. Jack, for joining. Are you gonna be on tomorrow or anything?
The plan is this Tuesday. I should have gone on yesterday, but I had to work a 12.5-hour day today, and I had to get to sleep early.
True that. Get your rest. That's cool. What's your YouTube again?
If you just search Jag TV, you'll find it.
Jag TV on YouTube. All right, see you, man.
Yes.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
It's Jag. Jag it. All right, so being that Voxlux isn't working and Neon will be taking over in about 5-6 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and turn off the machine. Thanks everyone for tuning in. This has been a Madhouse Radio special episode on a Wednesday evening. And I have been your host, Carlito. My website is madhouselive.com. We, of course, also have prankcallnation.com. That is my main focus right now, is keeping my community happy and enjoying the prank calls. The best prank calls on the internet, all of us. Our whole team, assembled. Doing it right. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy what we do around here. We work hard for you. We hope you enjoy it, man. Remember, Sloth scheduled to be on tomorrow. He said his plan is to be on tomorrow. Unless anything changes tomorrow, we should have a Sloth show. And Friday, Giant should be on at 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by Dwight on Saturday at the same time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Enough rambulation, guys. Catch you on Sunday. Thank you.